If you're having trouble communicating with others, in this episode, we're going to talk about tools for healthy communication. See, growing up, I struggled with communicating with others. I felt misunderstood and I felt unheard. And when I would get triggered, or the other person would get triggered, it caused a lot of arguments and friction in my relationships. And this caused me to have unhealthy relationships in my life, into my adulthood. Now, once I learned proper tools that I was able to apply, I started to have loving, fun relationships with boundaries. So if you're struggling with having healthy relationships, whether that's with your partner, with your friends, or your family, by learning healthy communication flow, you're going to be able to enjoy your relationships. Now, this doesn't mean that you won't have differences in opinion or your differences or even an argument here and there, but you'll learn healthy communication with the healthy communication flow. So let's talk about it. What is healthy communication? Well, healthy communication is being able to consciously step away from an escalated conversation or situation while also ensuring that both people feel safe and are on the same page. Now, allowing yourself to sit with your feelings and being able to identify what made you upset and what your needs are in this pattern of experiences, okay? So essentially, an escalated situation happens by you or the other person, and you're able to consciously catch it, remove yourself from the situation, sit with the feelings, identify them, figure out your needs, and then be able to go back to the table and express those to the other person. Okay, so let's do an example. Let's say that your partner comes home from work and they have stories. They had a crazy day at work and they have all these stories to tell you, and you're listening to them and they're talking about this story and this person and that person did this and so forth, and you're jumping in and giving your opinion, right? You're giving out your opinion on, oh, I think this person, this, oh, you should have said this, oh, you could have done that, right? You're talking to your partner, you're having a conversation, you're giving them your opinion, thinking that you're doing something great, that you're supporting your partner in hearing them and listening to them and talking to them of the day that they had and experienced. Now, your partner gets mad at you, like, boom, like just gets mad and angry at you. And to yourself, you're like, well, what did I do wrong? Right? I was just supporting you through your stories. Right? So from there, your partner starts getting escalated. So you identify, okay, this is an escalated situation. Okay. Now we need to separate and go take time for ourselves to regroup. Now, this is very important to establish a baseline in your relationships that you and your partner both agree to. Because if you don't do this with your partner in any relationship and you just say, hey, this is getting escalated, I'm going to go take a walk and we can regroup in 20 minutes, right? That may trigger the other person even more. Because guess what? They may have abandonment issues from their past that they've experienced, and that might make them feel unsafe. That might make them feel like, is this person going to leave me, right? What did I do wrong? Da, da, da. And they start to, their mind starts to race and catastrophize, right? And it makes your partner or the other person feel unsafe. So it is very important to create a baseline with whoever that you're experiencing these unhealthy communication patterns with, and say, look, right? And don't do this in an escalated situation. You do this in a calm situation where you're grabbing dinner, going for a walk together, spending time, and say, look, you know, anytime that we have any disagreement or differences in opinion and things start to get escalated, can we just both agree that if one of us catches the other person, right, and says, oh, we're, you know, this is becoming escalated. Hey, you know, I think this is becoming a little bit escalated. Let's both take some time. Let's take 20 minutes and regroup. Okay. And the reason that you need to create a baseline and in agreement with the other person on this is from what we talked about earlier, but also for both parties, like I mentioned, to feel safe, right? And maybe you just have a key word, right? Because maybe if your partner's going off on you about something, right? And you're like, hey, this is getting escalated, that might trigger them even more. So maybe you come up with a key word, right? Come up with a key word, I don't know, banana. Things get escalated, you both agree, hey, when we say banana, we're both going to step away and go take time for ourselves, right? And this allows both parties to know, okay, this is not getting, you know, this is not being avoided, this is not being not talked about, this does not mean that the other person is unsafe in the relationship, it doesn't mean that, you know, my partner's going to leave me, it doesn't mean any of those things, it just simply means we're going to take time away from each other, calm down, and then be able to regroup and have a conversation, right? So number one, it's very important that you create a baseline or an agreement by both parties that when things get escalated, you guys have a keyword or something that says, hey, we're going to take time away and regroup. That is number one. So if you apply this healthy communication flow that we're going to go through without having that agreement, you might find the other person to get triggered because, again, something that you say may make them feel unsafe. So when you establish that agreement, the partner knows, I'm not leaving you. I'm not avoiding this, right? I'm just going to go take some time because we're not getting anywhere and this is not healthy, right? And then we're going to regroup. So very key. Once again, I'm going to say it again. I'm repeating myself. Create a baseline and agreement with your partner to be able to step away and do the next part we're going to talk about is the healthy communication flow. Okay. So here's the a phrase that I like to use to check myself, right? And what is conscious awareness, right? I talked about this earlier, consciously stepping away. What does conscious awareness mean? Conscious awareness means that you are able to check yourself or check somebody else, but people don't like that. Don't check other people, right? But check yourself. You get to catch yourself getting escalated, getting angry, getting fired up, right? So here's the phrase I use. If I get emotional and I'm not operating from a place of love and calmness, then I'm going to take a pause and become consciously aware, right? So I'm triggered, I'm angry, I'm like, oh, you're not listening to me. Why do you always do this? Da, da, da. Oh, I check myself. I catch myself. Oh, I'm in an angry state. I'm not operating from love and calmness. Whew. Take a pause, take a deep breath. Hey, banana, right? Establish that keyword with my partner. I'm going to go take a walk. Can we regroup in 20? Okay, awesome. So now that's the phrase. I check myself. I create a conscious awareness. Boom. Now I start my healthy communication flow. I go for my walk. I sit down. I journal. I meditate. Whatever form of self-love or care you do to calm yourself down, you go ahead and do that for yourself. And then the first piece you want to do is you want to identify what you are feeling. Okay, you want to identify a feeling, whether that's sad, mad, frustrated, angry, right? Feelings, not blame, not this person did this and they made me, then I did this. This person did this. That's blame, right? You want to identify what you're feeling. So that really gets you to get to the core of your emotions, right? And it might be, at first I was feeling angry, right? Because they never listened to me, right? Or I was feeling angry because I was just trying to support them and have a conversation with them when they were telling me about their day. And she always yells at me when I do that. Right? Or he always yells at me when I do that. And that makes me angry. But then when I sit with that emotion longer, maybe that turns into frustration because it's a consistent pattern. And then maybe that turns into sadness because it's like, wow, I'm sad because I'm just trying to be there for my partner, for my friend, for my person. And I think I'm doing something good and they're mad at me. So what's going on? So you want to just sit down and identify the feelings that you're feeling, right? What are you feeling? That's number one. Number two, what made you feel that? So this is the part where you get to say, well, she got mad at me and started yelling and saying that you never listened to me when you were just simply trying to have a conversation, right? So what made me feel that? Oh, as soon as she started yelling and saying that you're not listening to me, you know, you're taking over, you're telling me what I should or shouldn't have done, you're telling me I did it wrong, right? Then you're like, okay, well, when she started telling me that, I started to get angry back, and then I was sad, and so forth, right? So, two, you're able to identify what made you feel those feelings, okay? And from here, here's the most important part, okay? Your need. What is my need in this situation? See, we try to think that our people in our lives are supposed to know our needs. And if they're our person or our best friend or our family member that's, you know, been there for us our whole life, that they're just supposed to know our needs. And see, that takes time. That takes learning each other. But guess what? We all evolve and change as people as we go through different experiences. So what your need might have been 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, a month ago, is different than your need now. So for us to sit here and to expect any people in our lives, whether it's your person, your friends, your family, your partner, to expect any people in our lives to know our need without communicating it is not fair. Okay? It is not fair for us to expect another person to know our need, whether you've been married for 20, 30 years, or you're just met the person, or you've been in a relationship for a couple years, or it's your parent that you've obviously been with your whole life, right? It's not fair. Because we change, we grow, and our needs change. And no one is magically supposed to know what our needs are. So it is very imperative, very important for us to identify what that need is. So let's do that in this example that we've been talking about. What is my need? Okay. That your partner got angry at because they were telling you a story and you started giving your opinion, right? You identify what is my need. Okay. Well, in that situation, that was about your partner. Your partner had a hard day, they had hard experiences, and they just wanted to share it with you, right? So, do you have a need in that situation? Most likely not. Most likely your partner's needs are going to supersede your own. My mentor says this all the time. Your partner's needs should always supersede your own, right? So your person, whoever it is, if they're need you, they went through something, your needs for you to be there for them, right? Their needs need to supersede yours. So what does that mean? Okay. In that case, well, you tried to be there in a way that you thought that that person needed you to be there for them. And obviously that your person got mad. So that was not how they needed you to be there for them. So in that situation, you say to yourself, well, how did I go about it? I went about it by giving my opinion, but I need to ask them what their need is. Hey, you know, me giving my opinion didn't work. What is a different way that I can be there for you when these experiences happen, when you have stories, when you go through stuff and you talk to me? What do you need? Okay. So sometimes in the communication flow, it's about identifying your need. And other times it's saying, okay, I tried to fulfill my partner's need in this way, which was giving my opinion, but I need to find out what my partner needs to fulfill that need, right? For them. So in this case, you would ask, right? And let's say your partner says, hey, well, I just want to be heard. I feel that when you give your opinion, that you're trying to change how I feel, that you're trying to tell me what I did is wrong, and I don't feel heard. Okay. Now, you, that was never your intention, right? And this is where clashing and arguments happens, because this person that is trying to express their day to you, right, to let you be there for them, is thinking that you don't want to hear them, that you're trying to change them, that all these things that go through their head. Now, why do they think that? Because their lens, their past experiences are different than yours. How they grew up, the homes that they lived in, the experiences that have gone through are different than yours. So maybe in their childhood, maybe in their past, that is what they experienced growing up. They experienced a parent, a family member, a friend always trying to change them, always trying to make them not feel heard, always not allowing them to express themselves, or having them always suppressing their voice. Like some of the things I experienced in my childhood, right? So now you have this person that you're just sitting there trying to be there for them, and they're getting triggered from a wound, right? If you've listened to other podcasts, our wounds mirror experiences really breaks that down as to how our wounds carry with us into our experiences today, right? So that's an understanding of, that's hitting a trigger of my partner's wound from their past. And me as the partner, as the friend, as the parent, as relationship you're in, that's not your intention at all. So your job is to say, what is the need? And your partner's job, when they go do their communication flow, is to identify what their need is. And the other way around, if you're the one getting triggered, it's for you to identify it. So now let's do it in the situation of the partner. The partner got triggered. They're going through this flow and they're saying, what is my need? Well, my need is just to be heard. I just want them to sit there and listen and not say anything. And then just let it all out. Tell them about my whole day. And then I'm going to feel better. Okay, great. So, hey, honey, what is your need? Right? Hey, my need is just, I just want to express everything to you, and I just want you to listen. I don't want you to say anything. Sure, no problem, right? Because we want to help our people. We want to support our people. We want to be there for our people, but we may not, our version of being there for them may not necessarily be their version, because maybe for you, what would fulfill your need if it was the other way around is maybe you're looking for someone's advice or someone's opinion. But just because that is your need, that's what makes you feel better, we think that that's what makes our people feel better, and it's not. So you want to identify your need and communicate it, or ask your partner what their need is and communicate it. So you can sit down and say, hey, my need is love. I need more love. I need attention. I want to be heard. I want more affection. I need validation. I need belonging. I need to feel safe, right? Whatever that need is, you express that. And see, the biggest thing here is very, very important is not to take it personal. And I have questions that I like to use to ask myself. It's 5 questions. So I actually have this healthy communication flow in my notes in my phone. And when I experience something like this in my relationships, right, I consciously am aware, I catch it, I step away, and then I actually go on my phone and sit through these and either type them out or talk through them in my head. And so once I've identified, okay, I've stepped away, I calm myself down. I identified what I'm feeling, I identified what made me feel that, and I identified what my need is, or the fact that I don't know what my partner's need is and I need to find out. So I've identified those 3 things, right? Very simple things. Now, doesn't mean it's simple to identify, and if you can't the first time, it's okay, or the second time. It'll take time and practice, just like a sport, just like any hobby, it takes practice. You're not just going to get a basketball, go out there and start shooting 3-pointers. You're not just going to pick up chess pieces and checkmate somebody. It takes practice. So healthy communication flow, this flow takes practice. So if you don't get it the first time or the first few times, it's okay. But practice it, right? So, what are the questions to ask yourself? Well, number one, when you fill out these three questions, am I operating from a place of love? You want to ask yourself that. Am I operating from a place of love? Why? Because you want to make sure that your answers are from a place of love, not anger, not frustration. Because your answer to something when you're angry versus your answer to something when you're calm and operating out of love is different, right? If someone asks you a question and you're angry, you're like, I just want to punch you right now. If someone asks you a question, that same question, you're not angry, you're like, that makes me feel uncomfortable. Let me figure it out, right? So it's different responses. So when you fill out those questions, then you kind of check yourself, questions to ask yourself, to check yourself again. Am I operating from a place of love? Where are my answers out of love? Two, am I making assumptions? So are my answers assuming what somebody else is doing? Did I assume that their intention was to come home and hurt me or belittle me or whatever thoughts may be going through your head, right? You want to ask if it's an assumption. Because if you're assuming it, it's not valid. Never make assumptions. If your partner straight up told you that, valid, fine. But never make assumptions. So if your answers are assumptions, they don't qualify. Try something else. Number three, am I taking things personal? Okay, we talked about this briefly. Am I taking things personal? Okay, this is important because in a situation like the example we talked about, right, where your partner came home, they're telling you their stories, you're filling in on your opinions, and they get mad at you because they don't feel heard, right? They feel like you're trying to change things and tell them what they did was wrong. Well, if your partner says, hey, my need is, I just want you to listen. I don't want you to say anything. Are you going to take that personal? Are you going to say, oh, what? You don't want to hear my opinion? Oh, I'm just trying to help you. Because if you did it this way, it would be so much better, right? Now, when we love people, we don't want to see them go through pain. And this is why we try to help in our own way of helping. But if someone is telling you what's going to help them, then just listen. And just take it in and just do that for them because their needs supersede your own. When you love someone, their needs supersede your own, as my mentor always says. So don't take it personal if your partner and comes says, I just need you to listen and not speak. Because a lot of people would take that personal. So just when you have a need and you share that and your partner fulfills it, whether it doesn't matter to you if your partner's happy. If they're happy and they feel loved, does it really matter? Now, if one of your needs is feeling heard and you have a story to tell and you want your partner to listen, they're going to fulfill your need. But when it's about them, don't take it personal. Okay? Four, was I impeccable with my word? This is important. Okay? Were you impeccable with your word? Because did you tell them something and not do it? Did you say something and not follow through? Did you make an agreement and not follow through? So if your answers have to do with something you agreed to, but then you didn't follow through, it's not valid. That's on you. Okay? And then last, did I do my best? Did I do my best? See, I've learned that why do anything if I'm not doing my best in it? If I'm exhausted and I'm only going to get 50%, I'm going to take a nap or go to sleep early, recharge, and then give my 100% the next day. And that's with anything, whether that's work, relationships, personal. That's important. So these are five questions to check yourself and check your answers. To know that you're operating from a place of love, you're not making assumptions, you're not taking it personal, that you're impeccable with your word, and did you do your best? There's a great book called The Four Agreements, if you've ever checked it out. If you haven't, check it out. It talks, those questions are in there, and it talks about the four agreements. It's amazing. So check it out if you haven't. So let's take a look at everything we've talked about here, okay? We want to follow the healthy communication flow. So if you are getting emotional in any situation, you create a baseline with the people in your life that you care about to both step away from that situation. Take a pause and become aware of what happened. And by doing that, you ask yourself three things. What are you feeling? What made you feel that? And what is your need? From there, you use five questions to check yourself and make sure that you're operating from a place of love. And then from there, you're able to go back to the table, regroup with your person, sit down and say, hey, here's the three things that I experienced when we had this argument, right? So tell yours, hear theirs, and identify. Communicate, get on the same page. That's called another baseline. You're on the same page. So now you know that a need for your partner is feeling heard. So in similar experiences, and they're going to come up again, how can you, I remember this. This is similar to last time. How can I make my partner feel heard? Ooh, I'm just going to be quiet. I'm going to be there for them. And when I need to feel heard, I already communicated to my partner. When I need to feel heard, I want you to speak. I want your opinion. I want your validation, right? It is beautiful because it turns into this healthy communication. And once again, it doesn't mean you're never going to argue or have altercations. But as you practice these things with your partner, every time you identify needs, similar experiences come up, practice it. It gets more and more beautiful. I've started to create the most beautiful relationships in my life, and it is so fulfilling, it is so loving, it is such a feeling of peace and safety, and somebody really knows you at such a deep level. It is so beautiful. And I wish for all of you to experience that type of healthy communication and relationships in your life, because it is magical. There's not even words that can express it. So if you're struggling in communication or relationships right now, use the healthy communication flow as a tool to help you. Give yourself and give your partner grace, because you're not going to get perfect. You're not going to hit that three-pointer or hit checkmate the first time. So give each other grace and work through it. Beautiful relationships. I would love to hear from you as you start to apply these tools into your life. And when you start to see changes, I would love to hear what those changes are. I would love for you to be part of our support community where you can hear other people's stories, and we would love to hear yours. So sending you love wherever you are in the world. Thank you for tuning in. Have no fear, love for the soul is here. New episodes release every week on Tuesdays at 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If this episode resonated with you in any way, we would love for you to leave a review below. You can download free interactive workbooks that go with each Love for the Soul podcast episode. So go ahead and click the link below and click free preview. You can also join our free Discord community where you will get guidance and support on your journey. You don't have to do it alone. And last, follow us on social media. I'd love to be a part of your story, sending you love wherever you are in the world.